Boy, I can tell when his blood pressure's up a few points. Can't you? Here's Gruber.
Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Always a pleasure having you listening. I appreciate your support over these many years. Shifting our focus now to a story that's been going on for weeks now, and that's a battle between some unions and those that would build roads and bridges here in Michigan. Joining me, Mike Nystrom, the Executive Vice President of the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association, MITA, as we call them. Mike, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
I think the word is impasse, where we've been for some period of time. Now, just for those that might be new to understand the conversation, your organization, MITA, basically negotiates for a host of scores of companies with the union to put together a package deal so that each individual company doesn't have to negotiate and they get a good deal and the union makes it simpler for them. That's the way it's traditionally worked, right?
It has for over 80 years. We've negotiated with five different unions, and we represent the contractors at the table. The contractors sit right there with us as a committee, and we've hammered out deals anywhere from 1 year to 5 years successfully, fair and equitably over the years.
For 80 years, five different unions, 80 years. This is the way it's always been done just because it makes sense as opposed to every company trying to negotiate independently, which would create a, you know, big headache for most places because, you know, you've got a ton of different companies that get involved with building a road or building a bridge. But it didn't happen that way this time. It came to a standstill. What happened?
Well, that's the union self-authored a contract and they wanted to force that down the throats of every contractor in an independent manner.
Now, hold on. Let's be clear here. Which union?
The operating engineers, Local 324. They're the guys that operate the equipment. And we've tried to sit down with them all summer long, but ultimately they said that they only want to negotiate with the independent companies. And so we got to a point this summer where their disruptive and coercive tactics forced the contractors into a position of locking out for 3.5 weeks. Since then, we sat down with the governor, who implored us to put our differences aside and get back to work. The contractors recognized that social obligation that the governor was conveying, and the contractors followed through on their promise and have gone back to work. However, the challenge has been that the operators aren't holding up their end of the bargain. They've come back to work at about a 60 to 65% rate.
So let me be fair about this. You guys put together what I consider the last time we spoke, Mike, a pretty good series of offers and contracts and incentives and pay increases. I mean, it wasn't shabby from my perspective. Tell the folks what you put forward and what was being rejected.
So for the operators, we offered up a five-year deal, very fair and equitable offer of $8 over 5 years, 2.7% annual increase. I think most folks would find that to be a pretty nice deal to know that for 5 years straight, they were going to get a nearly 3% increase guaranteed each year. They rejected that.
So hold on, just so I'm clear about this. It was 2.7% every year for 5 years. Not 2% over 5 years, but 2.7% each year over 5 years.
Correct. So very fair deal. $2 a year for 3 years and $1 a year in the last 2 years. And that was our opening offer. I mean, we were just looking to sit down and chat with these guys and try to hammer out a deal. They refused, and so their folks have gone without an increase since June 1st.
So that still remains unsettled. However, with the laborers' union, you've made some progress.
Completely different union. We have a good partnership with them. They recognize the value of working together, not against one another. We sat down just over the course of literally a week and a half to 2 weeks and hammered out a six-year deal at 3.6% per year for 6 years. So those folks are going to see an increase beginning next June 1st of, on average, 3.6% per year for the next 6 years. That helps the contractors to do, you know, planning into the future, bidding longer-term projects because they know what they have in store for them on a contract with a laborers union that is a very good partner.
They can budget, they can plan, they can be prepared for what's coming in the future because they know what their fixed costs are going to be roughly.
Absolutely. It helps them to bid longer term projects.
Okay, so meanwhile, you've got 65% of the operating engineers, Local 324, have decided to stop the lockout, if you will, stop the work stoppage, which has brought a number of projects around the state completely to a standstill, right? I mean, more than 100 projects stopped as a result of this impasse. Two-thirds have come back. How do you solve the problem if you still haven't gotten to a contract deal?
Well, you know, the contractors have offered up participation agreements to the operating engineers to say, you know what, we will participate in the trust funds. We want you to accept our fringe benefits, because that's really the biggest thing, Steve. The 35% that is not coming back to work has said, we just can't come back to work without our fringe benefits. The union has refused to accept the contributions from the contractors, literally millions of dollars, in excess of $25 million now, and has rejected those checks, voided them, and sent them back to the contractors saying, we have no contract with you. We won't work with you. We won't accept your fringes. Therefore, the employees are stuck in the middle. The contractors have offered every opportunity for the union to accept these fringes, and in the end, the union continues to refuse, thus impacting the members of their own union.
Sure. How long does this go, Mike? Mike Nystrom here, the Executive Vice President of MITA, the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association. How long are we stuck in this rut?
You know, the one thing that the contractors recognized in the negotiation that we had with the governor was that there would be mediation this winter. So folks have their heads down trying to get this work done before winter sets in. And there's going to be a lot of progress made. Don't get me wrong. These contractors are used to winter setting in. But hopefully this winter, cooler heads will prevail and folks will come together and we'll be able to hammer out some form of a longer-term contract with the operators.
Well, I certainly hope you're right, Mike, because we need to get these roads fixed, these bridges repaired. All of these things need to happen. And every day that passes is the day we can't get back. I greatly appreciate it. Mike Nystrom, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association. Congratulations on the one contract. Hopefully you'll have another one to share with us sometime soon, but we'll talk to you and keep the updates coming. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Steve.
It's the Steve Gruber Show. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.